So I would like to welcome you to this Yoga Nidra journey, this journey to the space of Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra, the state of consciousness, the place of rest, of intention or sleep. I would like to warmly welcome each and every one of you and welcome each and every part of you. And give you my thanks already for taking the time to come home to yourself and listen to this practice. And you can give yourself some thanks if you want already for taking the time to rest and relax and lay down and find some peace and stillness. And get as comfortable as you possibly can. Allow the body to get super, super comfy. If you need to move anything or rearrange anything, go ahead and do it now. There's still time. If something's bothering you or niggling you, go ahead and just take a moment to rearrange yourself and allow your body to drop into a place of deep peace and stillness and see if you can let all of the muscles in the body relax. Arrange your body in a position that allows you to be as comfortable as you can possibly be. And let the back of your head press down into the blanket or the pillow. Feel the back of your body being supported by the floor beneath you, by the earth beneath you. And know that you are in a place, a space of safety, and you can relax completely. And you can know also that there is no good or bad. No right or wrong. There is no way to succeed in this journey. There's no way to fail. There's nothing to do. You don't need to do anything at all. You can just rest and let my words wash over you. You don't even have to listen to my words. You can just let them be here in the space and allow your body to drop into a deeper place of stillness. Allow my words to just wash over you. Maybe not even listening to the words themselves, but just listening to the tone of the voice and the rhythm of the voice, and allow it to bring you to a place of rest and peace. And know that from now on, there's no need for further physical movement. There's no need for any movement at all during this practice. You are welcome to remain completely still. And you can experience the state of zero desire for movement. Zero desire to move. Allowing your body to just rest and be supported by the earth beneath you. Allowing the back of the head to press down into the blanket or the pillow. Knowing that you're safe and it's fine to close your eyes and let the body rest. Letting the body rest. Feel as if you are able to rest completely. And with every exhale, the body can feel more heavy. With every exhale, the body can rest and drop into a deeper place of stillness. The body can feel very heavy. And with every exhale, you're able to soften the body, release any tension in the mind or the muscles, and soften, feeling the weight of the body pressing down into the floor beneath you. Maybe even imagining there's roots growing out of the back of your body and they're making their way deep down into the earth beneath you. With every exhale, you're able to root down more deeply into the earth beneath you, Mother Earth beneath you. Allowing the weight of the body to be taken by the support of Mother Earth. Allowing the body to settle. Feeling the sensation of the outgoing breath. With every exhale, releasing the weight of the body. Releasing the weight of the body into the support of the earth. And as you inhale, the feeling of lightness, feeling of expansion and lightness through the front of the body, as if the front of the body was made of clouds. As if the front of the body was spacious and free. Inhaling and opening up and out. Light like clouds. Inhaling a sky like expansiveness. And exhaling, a rooting down into the earth. You can leave the thinking mind behind, leave the thinking mind behind completely, and come into the feeling body. The feeling body, aware of sensation in the body. Leaving the thinking mind behind into the place of intentional rest, intentional sleep. Maybe you can even say to yourself, I am practicing yoga nidra. I am practicing yoga nidra and there is nothing to accomplish. Allow the breath to be long and slow. Maybe you can feel as if the breath is able to be long and slow. And through long, slow breaths, the mind and body are settling more and more deeply. Notice the breath becoming smoother as the mind becomes calm, the body relaxes and the breath becomes silent. And as breath becomes quiet, the mind and body slip into a deep and healing rest. The entire body coming to a place of deep and healing rest. Feeling the long breath, the air moving in through the nostrils. And following the air as it moves back out through the nostrils or the mouth. Aware of the rhythm of the breathing body. Becoming aware of the rhythm and the sound of the breathing body. and allowing the mind to settle on the sound of the breath. Becoming aware now of the space on the top of the head, awareness of the crown of your head, as if somebody were shining a healing warm light on the top of your head. And you can feel sensation, a tingling sensation in each body part, as I mention it in turn, a journey of sensation and awareness through the landscape of the body. You can visualize the body part in your mind if you want, or you can invite it to relax more deeply. Or you can become acutely aware of sensation and vibration in the body as we move the awareness around from the top of the head to the space between the eyebrows, the base of the throat, across to the right shoulder, the right elbow, the right wrist, the palm of the right hand, and all five fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all five fingers together. The whole of the right hand, sensation in the whole of the right hand, the right wrist, and up the arm to the elbow, and up the arm to the right shoulder, the base of the throat, through to the left shoulder, down the arm to the left elbow, and down to the left wrist, the left palm, and all five fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole left hand, sensation and vibration in the whole left hand, left wrist, and up the arm to the left elbow, and up the left shoulder, the base of the throat, the center of the chest, left nipple, the center of the chest, the right nipple, center of the chest, the navel, the pelvis, the right hip, down the leg to the right knee, down the leg to the right ankle, sole of the right foot, all of the toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole right foot, right ankle, right knee, right hip, the pelvis, left hip, down the leg to the left knee, down to the left ankle, the sole of the left foot, and all five toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The whole left foot, left ankle, left knee, left hip, the base of the spine, the whole of the back, the shoulder blades, the back of the head, the top of the head, the forehead, the whole left hand side of the face, the whole left hand side of the body, left foot, left leg, left arm, left side of face, awareness of the whole left hand side of the body. Awareness, sensation, the whole left-hand side of the body. And then the right-hand side of the face. Awareness of the right-hand side of the face. And then awareness of the whole right-hand side of the body. The right foot, right leg, right arm, right side of face. Awareness of the whole right hand side of the body. Right hand side of the body full of sensation. And become aware of the whole body. The whole body. Feel the sensation and movement of energy through the whole body. Awareness of sensation in the whole body. Drop into the deepest level of stillness and peace. And rest with the breathing body. As you inhale, the feeling of lightness in the body pulling you away from the floor. As you exhale, feeling the points of contact with the back of the body, pressing down into the support of the earth beneath you with your exhale, pressing down. With your inhale, pulling up. Rooting down with your exhale into lightness and spaciousness with the inhale. Awareness of the breathing body. The sound of the breathing body. Bring to mind now an image or a feeling of somebody in your life that you absolutely adore. Somebody that even thinking of their face or their name brings a smile to your face. Maybe it's your grandma, your best friend, your partner, or maybe even your dog or your cat. Somebody that when you look at them or think about them, your whole body fills with a sense of joy and loving kindness. If you can't think of a particular person, just allow that feeling to be there. Allow your body to be full of joyous loving kindness, and allow this to be felt vividly in every part of your body, as if this person that brings you joy was there and you're able to radiate it out. Radiate this loving kindness from you and give it to them. Allow this feeling of love and kindness to fill your body, coming from deep in your core, and offer it out to this person that you hold dear to you. And then allow that person to be replaced with another person, somebody that is neutral to you, somebody that you don't feel strongly about at all. Maybe the bus driver, the cassa person at your local supermarket, your postman, somebody that you come into contact with, but you neither feel drawn or repelled from them, a neutral person, and hold this person in front of you, whoever they might be, and see if you can generate the same feeling of loving kindness inside of you for that person. This person that you don't really know. Generate this feeling of warmth and loving kindness inside of you and radiate it out towards them. See if you can hold it as vividly as you did for the first person. Loving kindness directed towards this neutral person. And we let this person go. And then we find in front of us somebody that we find a bit difficult. It doesn't have to be hate, it doesn't have to be a particularly strong feeling towards this person, but somebody you find a little bit difficult. Maybe your annoying flatmate, or somebody at work annoys you, rubs you up the wrong way. And we hold this person in front of us. And again, try and generate that exact same feeling of love and kindness and compassion. Fill yourself as completely as you did for that first person. And radiate out and give this love and kindness to this person that we find so difficult. Allowing any negative feelings to be washed away by this surge of kindness and loving vibration, feeling in the body that we generate. And then we see how it feels to offer out this exact same feeling, as vivid as we did for the first person, for these individual people. To imagine that this loving kindness is radiating out from us with such strength that we're able to touch each and every person in Berlin, wherever you are. Radiate this feeling of loving kindness out to every person in your town, to every person in your city. Spreading this energy out to the whole country. Imagining it could touch every single person in the country and then the continent. And then extending even further, generating enough loving kindness to touch every single being in this world. How it could feel to offer complete acceptance and loving kindness to every single person we could possibly meet, offering out this warmth. Trying to hold that feeling in your body, in every part of your body. If you find it difficult, you can remember that first person again who fills you with a smile. And then lastly, you can let everybody in the world go and you can just place yourself in front of you. And offer yourself your own loving kindness. All of that love that you have generated inside of you, how would it feel to direct that all towards yourself without judgment, without withholding anything? Giving yourself complete acceptance, complete compassion. Maybe even imagining you can look yourself in the eyes and offer that same big beautiful smile you can have for that first person that warmed you up. And feel that way towards yourself every time. And you can let this fade and let this image dissolve. You can let the feeling fade out of the body and then just come back to the simple awareness of the breathing body. Simple awareness of the body, peace and rest. Tuning into the sound of your breath. Maybe noticing the feeling of the air coming in through the nostrils and hitting the back of the throat before it moves down into the lungs. Awareness of the softness of the long and slow breath. Awareness of the points of contact with the body, the back of the body and the floor beneath you. And maybe even just noticing how peaceful you can feel. How peaceful and relaxed you can allow the body to become when you give it the space. How deep and restful it can be to just be with yourself. can say to yourself that you have been experiencing yoga nidra, experiencing the power of the deep restorative sleep, nidra shakti, the power of sleep and rest, the intentional sleep, communion with the self, a communion with your higher power or innate wisdom. And know that the space is always available to you. It is always here, should you wish, to take the time to rest and experience nidra. And you can always come back here. Maybe even imagining how it would feel to allow yourself more time to rest and relax and come into a place of stillness and peace with the body, to come home to the self. And know that you have been practicing yoga nidra, and that the practice of yoga nidra is now coming to a close, and in a few moments it will be time to begin move the body, to wiggle the toes. And so you can begin to breathe a little bit more deeply and take a longer inhale and fill the lungs with air, and maybe wiggle the toes and the fingers. Maybe even let the head rock side to side and roll onto your side, maybe soaking in the last little bits of peace. Slowly coming back and bringing movement into the body, and maybe spending a minute or two just lying on your side or holding the knees into the chest. And knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. The practice of yoga nidra is now complete.